Lesson 37. Jesus Christ teaches the Nephites to pray. Purpose: to encourage the children to pray so they will not enter into temptation. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 15 through 25, chapter 19, chapter 20 verse 1. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Alma chapter 13, verses 28 and 29, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 31, verse 12, and section 61, verse 39. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Pictures 4-47, Jesus Praying with the Nephites, number 62542, and 4-50, Family Prayer, number 62275. Suggested Lesson Development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Share the following story from Elder Rex D. Pinniger about a special family prayer. One morning several years ago, I was driving with my family on a vacation. Our four young daughters were excited as we approached the turnoff to a famous park. The laughter and happy chatter stopped suddenly, however, as our rented station wagon sputtered and chugged to an unexpected stop on the exit ramp. Many cars sped by us in the rush hour traffic as I tried to get the car running again. Finally, realizing there was nothing more we could do, we got out of the stalled car and huddled together off the road for a word of prayer. As we looked up from our prayer, we saw a smiling, handsome man and his son maneuver their car through the lanes of traffic and pull off the road beside us. For the remainder of the morning and into the afternoon, these men cared for our needs in many kind and helpful ways. They took us and our belongings to the park. They helped me locate a tow truck for the stranded car. They drove me to the rental agency to get a replacement vehicle. They bought refreshments for my family and waited with them until I returned several hours later. We felt that these men were truly an answer to our prayer, and we told them so as we said goodbye and tried to thank them. The father responded, "Every morning I tell the good Lord that if there is anyone in need of help today, please guide me to them." Ensign, November 1991, page 39. Invite the children to share experiences they have had with personal and family prayer. Page 133. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the account of Jesus Christ teaching the Nephite multitude from 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 through 25, chapter 19, chapter 20, verse 1. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why does Jesus want us to pray always? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 and 18. To whom do we pray? In whose name do we pray? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 19. 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 6 through 8. As we pray in faith for what is best for us, what promise do we have? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 20. Help the children understand that Heavenly Father always knows what is best for us. Sometimes this is different from what we want. Why is family prayer important? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 21. How can you help your family have regular family prayer? What did Jesus Christ say we should do for those who are not members of the church? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. What does it mean to hold up your light that it may shine into the world? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 24. How can we help others understand the importance of prayer? What did the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ teach the Nephites who were gathered? 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 6. When do you kneel and pray? How does kneeling show respect for Heavenly Father? What are some other ways we can show reverence while praying in our homes and classrooms? As the disciples prayed, what did they desire the most? 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. How was this gift given to them? 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. What did Jesus say when he prayed to Heavenly Father? 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 20 and 28. Why do you think expressing thanks is such an important part of our prayers? What are some of the things you are thankful for? How can we pray unceasingly? 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 1. Why should we always have a prayer in our hearts? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 and 18. How can prayer help us avoid temptation? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write the following scripture references on pieces of paper and give them to the children, either individually or in small groups. Have the children read the scriptures, looking for the things Jesus Christ taught about the blessings that come to us through prayer. Then have the children report what they have learned to the class. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 and 18. We will be able to avoid temptation. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 20. Our righteous desires will be granted. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 24. We will be examples to others. 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 30, and chapter 27, verse 30. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be pleased with us. 2. Find stories from church magazines or conference addresses about praying and share them with the children. 3. Read and discuss the following statement from President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th President of the Church. There is a great tendency for us in our prayers and in our pleadings with the Lord to ask for additional blessings. But sometimes I feel we need to devote more of our prayers to expressions of gratitude and thanksgiving for blessings already received. God, Family, and Country, page 199. Invite the children to mention in 1 minute as many things as they can think of for which they are thankful. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. 4. Discuss and help the children memorize part of Alma chapter 13, verse 28. Humble yourselves before the Lord and call on His holy name, and watch and pray continually, that ye may not be tempted above that which ye can bear, and thus be led by the Holy Spirit. 5. Discuss the basic parts of a prayer. A. Address our Heavenly Father. B. Thank Him for. C. Ask Him for. D. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Write on the chalkboard, I thank thee for. Invite the children to tell what they thank Heavenly Father for and summarize their comments on the chalkboard. Do the same for, I ask thee for. 6. Sing or read the words to Love is Spoken Here from the Children's Songbook, page 190. You may also use A Child's Prayer from the Children's Songbook, page 12, Children All Over the World from the Children's Songbook, page 16, and Family Prayer from the Children's Songbook, page 189. Conclusion, Testimony. Bear testimony of the importance of daily prayer, and that if we pray as Jesus taught, we will be protected from the influences of Satan. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 18 through 25, and Alma chapter 13, verses 28 and 29, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 37, Jesus Christ Teaches the Nephites to Pray.